Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and service are from the 8:30 service on Sunday, January 21st, 2018.
The Old Testament reading this morning comes from Jonah chapter 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and then he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented to the disaster, of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God tells Jonah, 40 days. 40 days or he will overthrow Nineveh unless they repent of their sins and come to him. 40 days. That's not much time, is it? You know, I suppose if I were Jonah, I would have asked for a little more time to get the word out. But even in today's gospel text, Jesus reminds us that the time is now. Jesus declares the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus expressed a sense of urgency. And members and friends of St. Peter Lutheran Church, so must we. There's an urgency to get the word out. That's been the theme in our recent texts in recent weeks. When Jesus called his disciples, they dropped everything. They dropped what they were doing and off they went. They didn't tell Jesus that they'd have to mull it over. They didn't say, well, and maybe when all the kids are out of the house and in college, maybe when things lighten up a little bit at work, maybe when I retire. Then again, Jesus, maybe I'm too young, maybe I'm too old, maybe I'm not educated enough, maybe I'm not appropriate for the task to which you call me. No, his disciples didn't mull it over like that. They didn't say they'd get back to him in a few days or a few years. They didn't consider how this change in career might affect their personal and financial lives. As a matter of fact, they didn't even check with their wives. Sorry about that, ladies. James and John left their own father sitting in a boat. They heard and obeyed without a moment's hesitation. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if we can only let go and trust and obey and follow Jesus in that very same way. But I know, you've heard it all before. As a matter of fact, we hear it all the time. And we understand that our Lord calls on us to forsake ourselves and our own personal desires and to go out and follow him. But how sad it is that we daily ignore his words and go our own ways. If we would only trust and obey and follow our Lord when he calls upon us, immediately and without protest. If only we would put Jesus Christ first in all things. As baptized children of God, we should all understand that, right? And nevertheless, well, on this morning that God has given to us, I hope that the story of Jonah will provide you with a different and a more full perspective of our Lord's call to you. You know, from our earliest days, we have been told of this story about a man who is swallowed up by this great fish and then vomited back out on land 3 days later. Now, believe it or not, that's the popular version of the story. But that's not the real story. The tale of Jonah is all about repentance. And what does the book of Jonah tell us? Well, quite simply stated, the people of Nineveh repented of their evil against God, and they did it immediately. The message that God had given to proclaim by Jonah was the same message that Jesus himself proclaimed while here on earth. Repent and believe in the gospel. Old Testament, New Testament. What's different there? What's different is we need to look at Nineveh's response to Jonah's preaching. All the people, from the least to the greatest, even the king, acted. They dressed in sackcloth. They sat in ashes. They fasted. They grieved over their sins. They cried out to God to be merciful to them. Their repentance was for real. And it was immediate. The people acted with urgency. They acted with sincerity. And Nineveh changed its ways. And its repentant attitude shaped the attitude of its people for the next several generations. The word of God worked. They were truly repentant and faithful and trusting. I mean, they must have been right. God spared them. Scripture tells us he relented of the disaster that he said he would do to them. And he did not do it. And why? Because God could see the thoughts and intents of their heart. He could see the change. God knew the difference. That was true in the days of Nineveh. That's true today. We speak the words of confession. We hear God's word of absolution. We hear it so often that it has a way of going in one ear and out the other. And some people ask, what's new here? Pastor, can't you talk about something else? Something a little more deserving of my time and attention? Turn from your sins, turn to God and be forgiven? I know already. And my friends, I know that we take God's grace for granted. That's what we call cheap grace. So why are we here today? What's the point of this message? Well, quite candidly, I want you to see things from the perspective of Jonah. Now, we have to recall all the story. Do you remember how Jonah felt when Nineveh repented and was saved? He was hacked off. He was angry. He felt wronged. It just wasn't fair. That was Jonah's immediate response. That was Jonah's reaction to God's grace and mercy. Jonah thought to himself, as evil as Nineveh is, all they had to do was repent and that's it. That's okay with God. No searing consequences. No fire or brimstone from heaven. If anyone deserved a taste of God's judgment, it was the people of Nineveh. That's what Jonah thought. But God spared them, didn't he? And that made Jonah so angry that he asked God to take his life. And what does God do? He shows compassion to Jonah. He sends a great plant to cover and protect Jonah from the heat and the wind. As he sat outside the city gates pouting, just waiting for God's divine retribution to come down upon Nineveh. But that wasn't going to happen. And there Jonah sat all night and into the dawn. Then in the morning, God sent a hungry worm to attack the plant that covered him. And what was left of the plant withered, leaving Jonah exposed to a scorching sun and east wind. And there Jonah continued to sit, feeling angry and faint and wanting to die. Then God asked Jonah, are you angry because the plant was taken away from you? Jonah responds harshly, yes, I am angry. Angry enough that I want to die. In other words, it's not fair. And God wants to know why Jonah pities the death of a plant which lives a day and not the eternal souls of those people in Nineveh who repented of their sins. God says, should I not show mercy to Nineveh? The great city where there are more than 120,000 people. People who had suffered from spiritual blindness and ignorance until God sent Jonah to bring the word of God to them. The Holy Bible tells us God wants all people to be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. 2 Peter 3. My friends, that's what God says to you. Can you say that to him? God forgives the sins of those who repent of them, and even those who you may view as being evil and unworthy of God's forgiveness. And then he remembers their sins no more. If only we could do the same. You know, I thank God for his forgiveness. I really do. Because if all of my sins were to follow me everywhere I go, I wouldn't be here today. As a matter of fact, neither would many of you. To everyone who walks through these doors, God in his patience and compassion gives a clean and forgiven slate every single time. Think about that. And then think about this. Should we be using the time that God has given to us to be angry at someone who has repented of their sins and received his forgiveness? Should we spend our time questioning whether or not someone is really repentant? Why would we do that? Exactly who are we? God knows the truth. God knows the heart, theirs and yours. So, wouldn't our God-given time be better spent in thanksgiving and repentance? Wouldn't we be better stewards of our time if we made it a point not to gossip or to slander or to tear someone down, but to share the good news of God's gracious and unconditional mercy, the mercy that he has so freely shown to us in the death and resurrection of his Son? My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, look around you. But first, take a look in the mirror. Do you see that reflection staring back at you? Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son for all, even for those people that you may feel are unworthy of his grace. As a matter of fact, God so loved you that he sent his one and only Son to die for you and for all your sin. And that's because you need him as much as they do. And if God's grace is good enough for you, shouldn't it be good for everyone else as well? Again, look at yourself and then look at what Christ has done for you. And then look at all those unsuspecting, unsaved souls outside our doors. Souls that wander in spiritual darkness and are in danger of hell. Souls that can benefit from what God has given to you to tell them. How can you not help but look upon those souls for whom Jesus died with the greatest of compassion? How can you keep the word of grace that saved you from them? You know, this is no time to act like Jonah did. In fact, we are told there's no time to waste. The kingdom of God is at hand right now, and God calls upon you today. My friends, there's nothing to think about here. So don't say, maybe later, when I have more time. Don't let God find you hiding. Don't make him say it twice. Arise and go. And take the message of repentance and forgiveness that God has spoken to you today. And go out and speak it to all in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.